Hello, everyone. I'm your host, David Minot II, and welcome to this episode of Planetary Makeover. Our theme is creating a world that works for everyone. Now, in this episode, you know, we've all heard the call to action to help our beleaguered is definitely the word, world and our brethren in need throughout the world. In this episode, we're going to explore how your participation in demonstrations and protests and actions of those kind can help save the world. If you watch the news, you know that these actions are happening right now. Some countries are more adept at it than others, and at times the U.S. has lagged behind. If you think back a few decades, we practically took lying down the theft of our 2000 and 2004 presidential elections. But what a difference a couple of decades makes. The United States is waking up. And worldwide, the largest demonstrations in mankind's history are happening now. I've always said the best antidote for anxiety is action. So, let's act and march right into this episode and the topic alongside our guest, Yvonne Lewis. Yvonne has spoken widely both on the internet and to live audiences about that ancient body of knowledge known as the Ageless Wisdom Teachings, and about the writings of author, artist, and esotericist Benjamin Krem. This episode marks the first in a series in which we will be studying Benjamin Krem's books in the light of this new world situation. So welcome to the show, Yvonne.
Thank you so much, David, for having me. And it's such an important topic. Thank you to the listeners for sticking with us. I think you'll find that we unpack some interesting wisdom that may have been unopened and unread, and see what you think. In our discussion today, we want to look at where important calls to act can be found and where marches are considered to be acts of service. That development of detachment is important when the soul seeks to serve. And that involvement in marches is an ideal way to gain detachment. If someone decides that they're going to do something about an issue, a world issue, a community issue, or, you know, many of them, then that is the getting involved in solving them. That is the first step in detachment that has been taken. So we want to look at this. I want to let you know how I discovered this information. I hadn't met David or anyone else in the group, but online, I saw a photo many years ago of a radiant being, a tall man in white, and he was talking to thousands of people in Africa, in Nairobi, Kenya. And so I had to know what's going on here. It was compelling to me. And I referred to the Ageless Wisdom Teaching for more information. That tradition started in the West by Helena Blavatsky and continued by Helena Rorick and by Alice A. Bailey, and most recently by Benjamin Krem, who traveled the world and wrote 17 books and talked about the presence in the world of our eldest brother, who for long ages was in retreat in the high Himalaya, 17,500 feet, but returned in 1977 and flew from Pakistan to London, where he's been based ever since. Maitreya, he said, is head of an established group of perfected beings. They're human beings who've gone ahead of us in evolution and have turned back to help us. And again, the personal name of this teacher is Maitreya. He said, through Benjamin Krem, that the heart of mankind has arisen, has from the heart of mankind has arisen a cry for help. And it's to that cry I have responded, he said. Maitreya's coming is about world change, a change in our understanding of the needs of the planet to restore environmental balance. We're out of balance, and for economic change so that the needs of all people are met. He also said, I need helpers. I seek to place before you a chance to grow in service. And the Ageless Wisdom teaching says service is a demonstration of the law of love. True service has the expression of steadfastness, not often on, but steady service. As you serve, you change. You forget yourself. And service is the lever for evolution, changing, converting and replacing the lower with the higher.
So tell us, Yvonne, why are these changes needed?
Well, the age, the energies of the age of Aquarius into which we're now moving draw us together as one human family, so that everyone has healthy food, clean water, they have adequate clothing, shelter, and medical care, as well as a social safety net and education as a birthright, so that this gives everyone peace, freedom, and justice throughout their lives. But that's missing today, is it not? What we see, though, is these ideals are enshrined in the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, Article 25 at the United Nations. That was done in 1948. And it happens, too, that these are the priorities of the eldest brother, Maitreya, for humanity, so that these changes will happen through the raised voice of the people, ourselves.
Well, that certainly gives new meaning to the phrase people power. So how can the raised voice of the people be enhanced?
The people are a tremendous force for good. And we can enhance and raise this voice of the people by joining them, those millions of like-minded, right-thinking people, to create an invincible force for good through massive, sustained, peaceful protests, which advocate for peace, freedom, and justice for everyone worldwide. So this is where you join the protest. You tell your beliefs, your experience, and your understanding of Maitreya's presence and help.
And how would sustained, massive, worldwide protests work as a field of service?
Well, David, when someone chooses to tread the path of light, it is said that one of the efforts, along with study and meditation, is a field of service. And an extraordinary opportunity is available to everyone right now to serve the world, clearing the way and making an effort to change things.
And how would involvement in protests help develop those three principles that we have heard the world teacher mention are so crucial: honesty of mind, sincerity of spirit, and above all, detachment?
Well, marches are inspired by Maitreya, who, as you said, teaches that through honesty of mind, sincerity of spirit, and detachment, that self-realization can be attained by anyone. So when you're honest, you're saying what you think. When you're sincere, you're being yourself. And when you're detached, you're able to focus on the task at hand. You're calm without strong emotions. You have minimal personal feelings. You're being objective. And detachment smooths out that sense of overwhelm so that one is able to carry out the necessary work. And that an example of that are our highly regarded medical doctors and nurses working in trauma units, treating severely injured people and saving their lives. Benjamin Krim says, if you put the practice of detachment into, or in this process of gaining detachment into practice, you will go far in your ability to serve. Because with detachment, you remain detached from success and failure. You practice acting without attention, without noticing the consequences. And you do not take claim anything for yourself to avoid and minimize pride. So whatever you experience, always remain detached, unattached.
And that that brings to mind, too, the prayer for the new age that you've also mentioned before. But, and go ahead.
It is another process of gaining detachment, realizing the, as we say, we're souls in incarnation. The soul reflects the reality of life, which is love, which is the creator himself lives within us. So that the prayer for the new age is a wonderful piece. You can just Google the prayer for the new age without any other words, and it comes right up, just so you know.
And good. So I'm sure that many of our viewers will and listeners would want to do that. That again is the prayer for the new age. And how would this, Yvonne, fit into my own personal altruistic goals?
Oh, David, I wanted to say too that today we're just giving you the prayer as another aid. However, today we're considering how your action to bring about world change, which is obviously needed. We can't stay the way we are. We must elevate our lives on the planet so that we can remain here. But if you're someone who wants to serve in the world, the most important service is to implement sharing, to create justice, to create peace, to create unity and synthesis through correct, harmonious relationships. And realize that we are all one human race, in fact, and that the differences in color, religion, and nationality are not important. So we must make friends with everyone. As odd as it seems, that is our goal, to see the other as ourself, because that's the reality, if we but knew it. And that will create a completely wonderful situation on the planet.
And you bring to mind something else that the author Benjamin Krem had mentioned, that in this lifetime you are whoever you are. In your next lifetime you could be Dutch, Indian, Chinese, Thai, Nigerian. Make friends with them now. So what kind of help will Maitreya and the Masters of Wisdom give us?
Well, David, if I may also first answer or add to your genetic, in kind of a understanding of the genetics, with popular genetic testing, people actually find, they may not want to reveal it, but that they have markers or genetic material of other groups as it's identified, so that it proves even physically that we're one. Why, you know, make a difference with someone else when you're part of them, even physically? You see what I mean? So
yes.
I think that's important to know, a reality of life that we simply disregard if it's not pertinent to our life right now. But in fact, we are all one humanity. In answer to your question, the help is from Maitreya as the leader of the group, who attends every major protest, every major march, every major demonstration. And I would say that he was there with the anti-monarchy people. You know, he's there with the Just Say No or just Let's Stop Oil, I think it is. And all the groups, the March for Our Lives, all of these are Brady United. All of these are important protests, and also for education, that we not have a ban on books. But in that sense, he is helping. And finally, this idea that the raised voice of the people, meaning these people marching and saying no more war, or the primary goal of all the groups, that they'll merge and march together and expand their influence into hundreds of millions all over the world. And so that voice of the people, of all nations rising up, is inspired by Maitreya, fed by led by him. It's activated by him. And so that united voice of the people will force governments to change incredibly, but that's really the only way that it will happen. You know, we're 8 billion strong, and if just 3 billion, 4 billion of us said things must change by marching in the streets continually, not going home, as it were, an Occupy, huge Occupy movement, things would change. And that's what we are being tasked to do. As a part of that, we grow in our own human evolution. We learn detachment. We learn how to serve that way with detachment. And we add to the great work of our elder brothers to bring us, pull us back from the brink and move us ahead in the new life on Earth. And I wanted to just say that every action that we take towards oneness, towards peace, towards justice, will invoke Maitreya's help and energy so that he can boost our actions. And that way, the changes will advance with enormous speed and order.
Yes, it would seem, Yvonne, that this is the age of groups, and that the most important changes in the world that are taking place now are doing so through groups. And many of the ones you mentioned, the Me Too movement, Occupy Wall Street, Black Lives Matter, Arab Spring, the list is seemingly endless. And with so much activity going on now, aren't there enough protests going on in the world at this time?
Well, as you said, the list is endless, but the power has not been felt. The changes have not yet been seen, so that the voice of the people is gaining ground, but we have to make it louder. And that's what the spiritual teachers were referencing, are asking us to do. Make it louder. Make it a reliable vehicle, an articulate mass. It's an informed, educated world public opinion for peace, justice, and freedom for all people. And so nothing, you know, this is something against which no country can stand. Every country will have to give to the people, all of the countries you can think of, will have to in order to function at all, go along with the people. And it's that level we're looking for, and not long from now. Now is the time. As we may or may not have mentioned, it seems as though authoritarian governments, and they're increasing all over the world, are putting a padlock on dissent, passing laws that if some protest is disrupted, then it's unlawful. So our opportunity is now. We must act now. And we have a, you know, the history of peaceful protests and how much they have changed the world, freed countries, given independence to other countries. So I just wanted to mention that, as well as to mention from Maitreya, message number 86, he says, "My public work proceeds. I plan from day to day and watch carefully people's response. In this way, the rhythm of my outward emergence is set." And so you see how your work influences my plan. You know, I wanted to share with you something that Benjamin Krim said in his book, The Awakening of Humanity. May I read an excerpt?
Oh, by all means, go ahead, Yvonne.
Thank you, David. In answer to a question, he said, "Yes, we have to do it. We have to make the changes. That nothing, man must act and implement his will. We cannot just sit back. We have to do it. Call for change. March, organize, do everything in our power legally to bring about our desire for change and to bring it to the notice of those who can produce change. Here's an opportunity for anyone to lead the way, to call for change, to start the call for justice and freedom for all." So why don't you, is what he said. Why don't you make this call yourself? Go out marching with banners calling for peace, justice, and freedom in the world. That is the only way it will take place. It may be inspired by Maitreya. His energy will help bring it up into being, but we have to do it. We have to demand it.
And I understand, and I think it may have been in that same talk, he lightened the mood too by saying, "Why are you sitting here listening to me? Get out in the streets." And as you said, make your voices heard, make it loud, and be relentless. And he said, well, too, he said, maybe I'm a little hard on you. And Maitreya doesn't put it quite as harshly or as stridently. But he said, but he's easier. He goes easier on you because, well, perhaps he knows you better than I do. And I'm saying the same can be said from myself, too. I need to work harder at this. I need to be relentless. I need to speak out more, and for my brethren and for the planet. So along these lines about speaking out and changing the world, why can't we remain as we are?
Well, David, it's almost very obvious now that the disparities in income and well-being are too great. This creates dissatisfaction and conflict, destroys the peace of the world, and puts our survival on the planet at perilous risk, as we well know today.
This is true. The price to be paid for inaction is too high. If we look at it on balance, what's the trade-off? Well, we either continue in our complacent and greedy ways, or we give that up. We sacrifice the lower for the higher, which seems to be a theme throughout mankind's history, and put that aside. Put aside the tendency to remain in our comfortable little lives here in the West. Not everybody's as comfortable. There's plenty of poverty here, but speaking in broad terms, we're not concerned enough about poverty in South America or the Mideast or in the Far East, in or in Africa, and of course, in our own country. These should be our top priorities. And as you said, we are one. We should be able to look into the eyes of our brethren and see ourselves. And that way, we'll know that we can't set aside action. We can't be complacent. We can't be lazy. And we have to share. And I think it's important, too, to remind folks here that when they're talking about sharing, this is on an international level. They're not talking about you sharing your bank account or your apartment or your condominium or your home. This is not like a scene out of Dr. Zhivago. We're talking about all the countries of the world taking into account what they have in access, or excess, I should say, and pooling that with all of the goods that other countries of the world have in excess. And that will be counted and cataloged and measured and then redistributed to where it's needed. And in that way, it will be done on a national and a volunteer level too. This should be emphasized. The process won't work until you get a majority who agree to it. That would make for a good agreement. If it's not a good agreement, it won't last. But I believe that Mr. Benjamin Krem had said that we have billions of people on the planet at this point who are now willing to adapt and to adopt the principle of sharing and some modicum of world peace. So we are there on the cusp, on the threshold of a new age. Not the end of the world, just the end of an age. And good riddance to that one, and welcome to this one. We had talked about the prayer for the new age. Could you talk a little bit more, Yvonne, about how that assists us in the development of the detachment that you described as being so crucial to our moving forward?
Well, we're identified then with the truth of who we are in that prayer. And you feel it, or maybe you don't feel it, but it is an actual experience that uplifts you. So that I would say it's easy to practice. You can just say, I'm going to do it before I meditate, or, you know, every time I meditate, or if you have a personal meditation. But to use it means a commitment. You're saying that I know I have a higher calling and I'm going to work at it. And as you were saying, looking in someone's eyes and seeing yourself, it's not a far reach. And I think when you're together in these big, peaceful, loving protests, you feel the energy of tranquility and often bliss and joy. And so your own experience tells you where, you know, is this the place to be? You find out, yes, these are the energies that nourish me. And I want to continue to work together with all the brothers and sisters on this planet who want to survive, who want to include, to be inclusive of all people, so that when a child is born on the planet, they automatically have all their needs met. They have a place to, they have food, they have housing, education, welfare, whether or not their parents can provide it. That's part of being born on this planet. And so then, you know, with perhaps robots doing a lot of the work for us, you know, we sort of worry about losing jobs. But in this situation where there's a universal comfortable income, as we've talked about, that everyone has their needs met, and now they can explore their service to the world, what they're passionate about, whether it's art, painting, whether it's sculpture, whether it's helping other people in a hospital or in any other circumstance we may find ourselves, or being the business person that continues to make profit and adds the profit in to the benefit of others. All of these services are needed. And I wanted to say, too, that there are other messages that I was so completely impressed by, you know, and affected by that Maitreya gave through Benjamin Krim. In the book, Maitreya's Messages, message number 97, the imagery is amazing. The teacher for all, Maitreya, says, the recipe for change is sharing and brotherhood, justice and love. To my banner, I shall call those who would walk with me. Join my army, my friends and brothers and sisters, and cleanse this world of hate. Sharpen the sword of love, my brothers and sisters. Close your ranks around me, and valiantly together into the future, let us march. He said, from these ashes shall arise the city of love, the temple of God. May you know and experience this to be true. I am with you always. There is little which you cannot do, which you cannot accomplish, if you only try. All is possible to people. Take your courage in your hands and bring about the achievement of your own soul's purpose. And finally, in message number 7, says, I ask you to do this because you have come into the world for this, to serve at this time your brothers and sisters with love. Make this life a crowning achievement and take part in the great plan. And I elevate my voice and give energy to it because it's so beautiful. It does indicate that there are things to do in the world to fulfill your own goals for yourself, and participating together. Now that we're moving into the age of Aquarius, as you said, we're getting the energies of groups of being active, pulling us together as one human family, almost as if a magnet, a cosmic magnet, were pulling us together. So we cannot continue in the old ways without obstructing those new energies of Aquarius coming in. And who knows what the result of that might be. So we have to, in a sense, conform to those energies, which are going to be our new neighborhood, where we'll have to change as whenever we move. We notice that, oh, we're moved into a new neighborhood. This is done, that is done. This is what's happening during the day, and this is what's happening at night. All those things change when you move.
Mm-hmm. And you brought to mind so many images. I wanted to go back over a couple of the things you said. When you talked about the marches and the protests and the demonstrations, the imagery that Maitreya had used, and also the wonderful paradox of how people feel versus the action. They could be marching for climate, for ending global warming, for social justice, for workers' rights, gender rights, equal women's rights, education, healthcare, really serious subjects. And yet, as you point out, the people are joyous in these groups. They're uplifted. When you'd think, given the subject material, that they would be rather dour and serious or angry, but no, they're passionate and full of joy. And the imagery too that Maitreya had used, sort of military imagery, it's important to point out, which I'm sure the audience has already figured out, that we're not talking about literal warfare. We're talking about warfare on the mental plane, because he's used that imagery before, talking about joining the army with eyes uplifted and banners flying, where where soon the clash of battle will be heard. And he'd even chided us a little bit and said, can you not hear the drums calling us into the future? Can you be deaf to their thunder? And also, you had mentioned about the changes that will occur when people have their basic needs taken care of. This is important to address as well, that Benjamin Krem and the World Teacher Maitreya and the Masters of Wisdom had addressed, when it had been stated that once these basic needs are taken care of, everyone has health care, housing, education, a living wage, justice and equality, a clean environment, and world peace, a tremendous explosion of creativity will occur. Because so much of this is dammed back in the majority of humanity, struggling to survive, as you mentioned, on a daily basis. You can't talk to people about these remarkable changes we want to make in the world when they're still struggling on a dollar a day, which millions, perhaps billions, are doing as we speak, eking out a living, not knowing where their next meal is coming from, where they can get clean water, food for their children. And that is why this is so important. We can't move forward until everyone is taken care of. And in fact, at this time, these types of injustices throughout the world are literally slowing down the evolution of the race, of the human species. So we really need to move forward in more ways than one, for more reasons than one, or else we can't move forward and we risk destroying ourselves, because this injustice throughout the world has within it the seeds of war. And with the weaponry we have today, we can easily make a mistake. It could turn into a nuclear war, which would end all life on Earth. And that is not our future. That's not our path. No one sane wants that. So we need to implement those practices that you have outlined, Yvonne, and provide justice and equality for all so that mankind can survive and move forward.
And it can become a way of life. Excuse me.
Go right ahead, Yvonne.
It could become a way of life that you participate because you know that your plan for yourself is being actualized as you are helping the plan for humanity to be realized. And then Benjamin Krem's teacher, who is one of the masters of wisdom, part of Maitreya's group, has said, the people will grow in power. That is, if we add to that those millions and make it hundreds of millions, and their voices will grow in strength and clarity of demand, boosted by Maitreya. They will call for their spokesman to speak to the world, and the stage will be set for the day of declaration, the first day of the new dawn. You know, the teachers, Maitreya included, are working behind the scenes. They have since 1975-77, when they all started coming out of retreats and into the world. But without our call for them to come forward and work with us publicly, which they will be happy to do, guiding and assisting, but not doing it for us, guiding and assisting us in this rapid orderly change in the world. And I was impressed too by what you said, David, maybe others were as well, that it's going to take more than a majority. Most of the people will have to agree that these are the changes they want in order for them to stick. And that has been something that inspires many of us to simply go forward and start now, stop dragging our feet as we have for 40 years, and start joining and swelling the protest now. They seem to be a solution for everything, because our governments are not by the people, for the people. They are for the investors who add to their election campaigns. These are the people that now control the governments, the 1% we call them. They could be the 0.001%, but we are, let's see, if we were 5 billion even out in the streets, we're so much more than the 10,000 controlling our government. So we can take it back and end this long, centuries-long, millennia-long feudal society that we're all continually entrapped in. Some of us seem to be doing all right As Benjamin Krenn said, well, I'm doing all right, Jack. I don't need to get involved in that. It trickles down, and what trickles down is poverty. And all of us are noticing that, you know, people who have worked all their lives, they have nothing much to show for it. So if things, the life that we are, promised in a way, there's a list of the promises of the future that the Masters of Wisdom and Maitreya have presented. And we've gathered them together and made a list. So you might be able to find that too. But in all of his material, these 17 books, four of which are free downloads, you can get so much information and get started immediately to change the world.
Yes, you make a great point about the participation. Another paradox, Yvonne, where they say that in any one group, it takes less than 10% of the people to change their mind for everyone to flip, or for a majority to flip. But of course, the majority have to agree. We need to find that majority in order to have the agreement stick. So I would say to people listening, don't just get discouraged thinking, oh, I need a majority to make these changes. And where are we ever going to find that? For starters, you don't need it. Maybe 5, 6, 7% of any one group changes their mind. You find that a majority start to listen, start to question and debate. And at first it's confusion, but minds begin to open up. And then the majority starts to come around and the needed changes can occur. I know you had also spoken, Yvonne, about the tough love of nature itself. Could you expound upon that?
Well, as we're seeing with climate change, that things are changing dramatically. There's more rain in Southern California than there's ever been before. And yet other areas are drying out, like the Northwest. So there changes happen, and they're happening because of the strength of our mental life. If it is distorted, if our thought forms are distorted in any way, then we distort the energy that the Devic realm, as they call it in the East, receives from us. And it disrupts weather patterns, more tornadoes, more hurricanes, mudslides, all the things that we're seeing happen. And so I call it, just in a colloquialism, tough love of Mother Nature, meaning we have to pull together and start making changes. And once our thinking is stable, you know, as part of the satisfaction of all people having their needs met and the prospects growing in life to make it a beautiful experience, that settles down weather patterns as well. So we have a lot to consider here. Also, I wanted to mention, David, that we've been unable to do this by ourselves for centuries, even millennia, as we mentioned. We've been stuck in an actual feudal system where there are lords and serfs. And now it's even more. This disparity has grown to the point where it's very feudal, I would say. So now, though, since 1975, when some masters started coming out, and then 1977, when the head of the group came out of retreat, we have our elder brothers at our back for all of this, for the protesting, for the smoothing over of any sense of overwhelm. All of that is happening, and it's a gift to us of growing self elevation, self development. So we tell the story while we're marching. We say, you know, we've heard their Masters of Wisdom, and the head of the group is considered the eldest brother of the planet, called by many names in religions, but he's for all people, religious or not. Tell that story that I heard this, whatever you know about it, and have total involvement in this commitment You know, some of us have been off on the sidelines. We speak to a few people once in a while. We do study a lot to add to our ability to educate, but we're not acting on our understanding, and that is required and will be supported as time goes on. More and more energies, the cosmic magnet brings us closer and closer together, so that we're required more and more to do it. But we can make the choice now to get started. Maybe we can speed it up that way. And that's why we wanted to inform you of this information. They're asking us, these masters of wisdom and Maitreya, to address the world situation with protests. And Maitreya is there at any big protest. Well, you can imagine he must, we want him to be very busy going from protest to protest. He's there at least part of the time. So, and then we have to, when they are out publicly, we must have to accept their advice. And their advice now, though, you know, until we get to the point where we call them forth, you know, and say we need to hear from you publicly, then we have to simply follow the prescriptive advice that we're given. And all of these, why don't you get a few of these books, because, and you can, I guess, actually read them online for free, some of them. But all of them relate to this. And you know, I've read them before, but it's lately that all the imagery seems to be just for the current time. We were saying, oh, earlier, well, we don't have this problem now, but we have problems now. More and more people are can say that they, you know, they may be falling off the cliff personally in terms of the economic realities, inflation, and it's just not, there's no ending at
This
this
is
point
true.
until we make a choice.
And speaking of ending, we've probably got about a little more than 10 minutes left, and we did want to take some questions. So I'm going to put the image up on the screen of the number if the computer will comply and give me that number. And it doesn't seem to be coming up at the moment. You see what I can do here. Nope, that's not going to do it. We don't want to disappear off the screen. So let me see if I can find that number, and I will speak that out verbally. And while I'm doing that, Yvonne, why don't you continue to share some of this ageless wisdom teaching with the audience? And I'll be right back.
All right, thank you, David. But everyone, thank you for remaining with us and listening. Many people might wonder, might question, well, I mean, how can these protests remain peaceful? I mean, there are always fires and you know, destruction of property. It is well known, even back in the civil rights time, that a lot of property is destroyed by government agents who work to make the peaceful protesters look bad. So in when we're talking about hundreds of millions of people protesting together, it seems that it might be important to be very carefully organized, to have your perimeter you know, secured so that the people participating are kept safe. So these are all jobs for the people to be to whom this kind of job appeals. Oh, I can do that, you know, and I can talk someone down, you know, that sort of thing. So whatever your skills, they're required now. And it's a joyous operation. You probably have seen me, I'm just smiling all the time. Just when I think of it, it just seems that some groups, my ancestral group in particular, has waited so long, you know, for a possibility.
There we go, Yvonne. I found
Oh,
it.
great. Thank you.
I found the hotkey, but go right ahead. Keep talking, and when we get a call, we will go ahead and let them in.
So, It's important to kind of understand what's happening here. This isn't a religious talk. This isn't a sectarian, political, or in any way a talk in attempts to divide people. This is a discussion of how we can unify, how we can come together. And that is always joy. I mean, joyous. When families come together, it's a great joy. And this is the kind of life you'll be living in Aquarius. Not that you have to do these things, but all around you will be people that are like-minded and are wanting to the best for you and others.
Oh,
So,
Yvonne,
yes.
if I could just interject something quickly. You got me thinking, and I wanted to share this
Sure.
before one of our callers jumped in.
Yes.
You had mentioned how the governments are interfering with the will of the people. Benjamin Krem had said, and I think perhaps with the aid of his master, the one that he had developed a telepathic rapport with over probably a 20-year period, that it only took 8 short years from 2001 to 2009 for the US to go from a relative democracy, we say relative because there's no true democracies on the planet, to a near fascist state. Oh, and it sounds like we have a caller. So let's let him in and find out what the question is. Well, caller, go right ahead.
Hi, David and Yvonne. My
Yes.
question is, it sounds as though it's so comprehensive what Benjamin Krem talked about with politics, economics, social justice. In all arenas, there are issues, and that the new age coming, the Aquarian age, will be far different for everyone. So that's a huge change. That is one for the millennia. Do you have any comments on that?
You want to take that, Yvonne?
Well, yes, I think that's an astute observation, because this work that we do as millions of right-thinking people affects politics. It affects the economy, because frankly, if you're filling the streets of every major city with people, and you just imagine how this would work, then economic stability has to be revised. Political power will be revised. The power will be directed towards supporting the people in all ways so that we can work together in a new life, as it were. So I think I agree that all aspects of life, even your spiritual growth, some people have their religious growth, but any growth or non-spiritual concern is addressed. We're not asked to be any sort of way to be ourselves and contribute what we can to the dramatic change in this new time.
Yes, and I would only add to that that if people ask, well, why are you talking so much about politics? Why aren't you talking more about spirituality? Because we have to expand, as Benjamin Krem said, our notion of spirituality. We live in a spiritual universe. It could not be otherwise. We need to spiritualize our politics. Not the way we do it now, badly, and to see to it that our actions uplift humanity, which is the true meaning of spirituality. It's not the sole purview of religion, as the world is, humanity was lied to about for so long. But you could have spiritual politics, spiritual art, spiritual accounting. Anything that uplifts the human race is spiritual. And that is why Mr. Krem's focus and ours is not just on spirituality per se, but on politics. because it's about how we live together and because we care about justice and love. And these are the regions, politics and economics, where the spiritual crisis is today. And Yvonne, it looks like we have about, about a minute or so to go. Would you like to expound upon that and close the show for us, knowing that we have probably less than a minute to go, half a minute perhaps?
Well, I would just say to thank you to you, David, to everyone who's listening today and who might listen on Facebook later, to consider these ideas, to know that we present them sincerely, feeling that our complicity together, working together, merging the groups that are now protesting, they're already in as if merging, can help to change the world dramatically for everyone and produce a golden time, a golden civilization that will be remarkable.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Oh, and before we go, let me say, visit us on the web at www.planetarymakeover.org and also on Facebook. You will find us there. And actually, I was mistaken. Looks like we have about 90 seconds to go and one more caller.
Wonderful.
So go right ahead to whomever our auxiliary guest is. Go ahead and make your peace known.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
I'm asking a question, and that is it true that we might be on the verge of a stock market crash and that Maitreya will intervene and come out more publicly? Thank you.
Well, yes, I think that's...
And Yvonne, yes, you go ahead and address it. We've probably got about 60 seconds left.
All right. I would say...
Or less. Sorry.
The events that have happened recently with bank closures are dramatic, even though the press doesn't give them much space. But they are dramatic, and they are the process of our economic system falling flat, which was predicted. And at that point, it offers an opportunity for people to reevaluate their understanding and practice and way of living to make it better for everyone.
That's a good, succinct response. Yes, the crash of the stock markets will wake up humanity and bring us to our senses. And it'll be the beginning of a new age. And yes, caller, it has been said that Maitreya will emerge around that time. So thank you so much again, everyone, for joining us. We hope to see you again here soon. We're not going anywhere, and we hope you aren't either. Thank you again, Yvonne. And thank you, everyone. And goodbye for now.
Goodbye. Thank you.